Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome. If you are an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, if you're a leader getting into business, you have to recognize first that you are a business. And one thing that I understood and started to learn over the half a decade and recently going to school for business, going to communities for business, and just understanding the language of business is that first you have to start with yourself and start seeing yourself differently. So if you're struggling with seeing yourself as a business owner, in fact, as a business, then this video is for you, because we're going to talk about the importance of identifying what makes you a business. So make sure you go ahead and get your pen out, get your notebook out. This episode is really going to be incredible. I'm your host. I'm Terrell Humphrey, and I'm the host of the Failure's Knowledge Podcast. I know I just said the multiple times. However, I am the host of this, and we're going to talk about the importance of understanding why you are a business. Okay. Let's get into it. So over the last half a decade, when I first got into business, podcasts, and content creation, anything of that nature, I really didn't understand the importance of content creation, aka marketing. Okay, hold on. Or I didn't understand communication, aka forms of sales. Or I didn't understand finances, aka money. So when I started to really understand more about everything that I was doing, everything didn't start making sense instantly. But over time, it started to make sense, because the more you understand business, the more you recognize that you are a business. Let's think about it. Ray Kroc was the founder of McDonald's. Who is Ray Kroc? Ray Kroc was the one who actually, based off the book from Grinding It Out and the founder, he was the one that made McDonald's what it is today. But if Ray Kroc did not do that, McDonald's wouldn't be the company that it is now. But first, Ray had to start with himself. Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, had to start with himself. How did he start with himself? He started to put himself out there. He started to explain and market himself in sales and really understand the process of becoming a business. So before, the based off the book of Grinding It Out and the founder, before he became the founder, he was figuring out how to be a business. Many times it's understanding that you have to start with yourself in order for you to understand what you are doing. When you start with yourself, you're growing, you're developing, you're learning. And then when you start to learn exactly the language that you're doing when it comes to business, business starts to become more understandable, because now you're understanding the business that you are in. So prime example, with me, I've been trying to figure out this podcast business or this business for quite some time. And even though I'm trying to figure out for quite some time, I discover something new every single day. I discover something important every single day. I discover something very vital every single day. And the reason behind that is because I'm constantly searching for information. I'm constantly going to my mentors and asking them questions and going to school for it and trying to understand everything. But it's understanding that when I started with myself, check this out, I was becoming a business. I was becoming a person who understood business, who understood the language and the importance behind it. We went to church yesterday, in fact, and I'm listening to him. And I noticed a difference. This time, yes, it's a church, but for the church to be a church, people have to attend. Okay, well, how do people know anything about the church? Well, they will have to market. If the church's not marketing their to get more people to their congregation, to their church, how are people going to come? How are people going to know about it? If they're not asking for tithing and offering, how are they getting the financials? It could be grants or whatever the case is. What I'm saying is that to understand everything that you are doing, you have to really dive into yourself and say, hey, when I put myself out there, I'm marketing myself. When I put myself out there and communicate with people, I'm selling myself. As I can put myself out there and start to sell myself, I'm in business. There's a book called Selling Myself. Is it? Hold on. I think if memory serves me correctly, it's a book called Selling Myself. And in the book, it explains the importance of really gaining the education, gaining the belief to understand that you are really putting yourself out there. To put yourself out there, you have to be okay with learning on the go. So let me go ahead and make sure you got your pen and notebook. I want to draw this out. This is from my last podcast. Okay. So the name of this episode is You Are a Business. I would know X, formerly known as Twitter. And when I went on there, I noticed a change. There's so many celebrities just coming on there. Let's just say this right here is Celebrity One. B-R-I-T-Y. Celebrity. And then let's say this person right here is me. Let's say this person right here is you. So the difference between a celebrity is that they have followers. The difference between me. Excuse me. Wait, why is it not writing? Hold on. Followers. Why is it not showing? Followers. Why is it not showing? Hold on. Let me just make sure. Hold on. It's not showing on here for some reason. Let me see. Hold on. We're having a technical difficulty. All right. So let's go ahead and get back to it. So make sure you hit that follow button if you're a leader, entrepreneur, or business owner that's starting your business or that's been in business for quite some time. So, celebrity, let's see if it's working now. Hold on. Celebrity, of course. Got the eraser. Followers, dang. Followers, no, it's supposed to be four. Okay, followers, golly. Jeez, why is it not showing? Hold on. There we go. Oh, I just had to exit out. Followers. Me. Starting. Let's just say new entrepreneur. So starting. And you can be in the same position as me, which is launching. Launching your business. Okay. So the difference. Let's just say The Rock, because he's well known. But the difference between The Rock and me, he's been in business for a long time. The Rock has been doing business for a long time. And the reason why is because it might seem like entertainment, but if for it to be entertainment, which is wrestling, is that there's some form of payment that consists of. There's some form of illegality, of illegal that goes on with that. I didn't recognize that even though all these different things that we're watching on social media, entertainment, videos, movies, anything of the nature, that is a form of business. It is a form of business because it has so many parts that goes into it, so many people, so many paperwork, so many different things. And when I started to understand, wait, hold on. When I start with myself, I have to be okay with understanding what I'm getting myself into. I watched this video a while ago, and it was by her name was Cody Sanchez, and she talked about buying local businesses around you. And so that conversation sparked my interest because I didn't recognize it was called business. I didn't recognize it was called putting yourself out there. I didn't recognize anything of that nature. And so as I'm watching this video and I started to watch and take notes, I'm like, this is incredible. This is life-changing information. I'm like, man, I ain't never heard this information before. It wasn't the fact that I didn't hear the information. It was more so that the information that I heard made sense. It made sense. And I'm like, well, how can I get into business? How can I start doing business? How can I understand business? And when I took that leap to understand what business consisted of, everything that we do, there's a form of business. There's a business behind it. For instance, if I was to go get a car, I have to go to the bank. The bank is the business that holds the money. I have to go get a loan for the car. Once I get a loan for the car, I go and get the car. Then when I start making payments for the car, I'm funding their business. Well, I'm funding the car, but the business, like, there's so many moving parts. And the example that I used earlier was that you have celebrities, you have me, then you have you. The only difference between all three is the amount of time, and then people, and then experience. People, and then time. But what does that mean? when you invest more time into something that you're doing, eventually you will grow. Eventually you have a lot more people who know a lot about you, and then you become more of a celebrity because more people know who you are and what you represent. In addition to that, people are so important because when people start to learn more about who you are, you as the business is growing because more people know who you are. And then experience is really just understanding, well, the experience that comes with the education and time is really positioning you differently. I started to understand that you are a business because you have to position yourself differently. You are a business because you have to be the one to go out there to not only put yourself out there, but gain the knowledge, the experience, and the information that will change everything that you have thought about. You are the business because it starts with you. And just because it starts with you doesn't mean it's going to end with you. In fact, it has to start with you so it can grow to the next person, grow to the next people. I recognize that I'm not just doing or trying to grow a podcast business. In fact, I recognize this today, and it's called an epiphany. The epiphany that I had, hold on, what's the definition of epiphany? Epiphany. Hold on. What's the definition of epiphany? Epiphany. There we go. Definition of epiphany is a moment of sudden profound realization. No, okay, that's too difficult. Simple. A sudden aha moment or a flash of insight where you suddenly understand something deeply, often seeing a problem or situation in a completely new and clear way. So the reason why I just want to look that up, because I've had so many different clear ways that I had around business, and it taught me, well, you're not just trying to grow a podcast business. No, I'm doing business. And when I started to understand, well, the language of entrepreneurship, small business owner, and it didn't resonate. Well, it resonated with me because I'm obviously doing it. But I just didn't understand the meaning behind it. Like, what is a small business owner? What is a business owner? What is a leader? Then I start to understand and read books and ask questions, get around people who was doing what I'm trying to do. I'm understanding, like, there's a process behind you as the business. If I don't ask questions, I'm not going to understand what the business consists of. And so it taught me something. It showed me something. It displays something important. You are the business. And when you start to become the business, you start to move differently. You see, the reason why this episode is called You Are the Business is because you are the one that's taking action. You are the one that's making movement. You are the one that's making strides and changing your life. But for your life to be changed, You have to do it in steps. And so what we're going to talk about is the three things to focus on to understand how you are a business. And the first thing that we're going to talk about, is that you have to learn. You have to learn who you want to become. And the reason why I said want to become instead of are is because you have to want to become someone different. You have to want to be a business owner. You have to want to really put yourself out there. And when you start to understand the importance of the fact that of the fact that you're putting yourself out there, you are identifying the information that you need to read. Or in other words, you got this right here and you got books. Then you got this right here. I'm gonna make this different. Then you got social media. Or let's just say podcast. Social media / YouTube. Yeah, YouTube. And then down here, you have microphones. And this right here, our podcast. So these consist of one important thing. And one thing that's really important is that you have to educate yourself. You have to educate yourself. Reason being is because if you're not educated on the business that you would like to have, the business that you are becoming is not paid attention to, because it starts with you and then you learn how to really evolve into something differently. Yesterday and today, I had a great thought process that came, or had a clear thought that came across my mind, and it made so much sense. It was just like, well, I'm in the process of building a podcast business, but in reality, I'm building a media business. And when I heard the breakdown of it, the definition of it, I started to understand. I'm like, oh, that's what it is. Like, it make a lot of sense. I didn't reckon, there's a lot of things that you don't recognize, yet when you start to recognize it, that's where the epiphany comes from. That's where a new thought comes from. That's where a clear understanding comes from. There's a book that I recently started listening to again, and it's called The Startup for Founders or something like that. I think it's called Startup for Founders. Hold on. I literally restarted it today. The Startup Owner's Manual. And in this book, it's crazy because this is why it gave me the thought process to talk about it today, is it explained the epiphany. When you are a startup entrepreneur or a new business owner or someone who's getting into business for the first time, there's so many different things that you don't understand, yet as you are taking that risk, things start to make sense. Not overnight, but it starts to make sense in a way where you can really position yourself differently. And so when I started to understand, I'm like, wait, that's I've had so many epiphanies, yet the epiphanies, a clear way of understanding what you're doing, does not stop happening. What happens is that you start to see yourself differently. You are the business because you are the one that's getting educated. You are the one that's getting experienced. You are the one that's taking that risk for yourself so your life can be different. You are the business because there's so much information that you have to learn. In business, what I discovered is that business is like a puzzle. You have all these pieces to the puzzle, and yet when you try to put them all together, the picture does not come out good. In fact, when you focus on one part of the picture, one part of the puzzle, and then start to look for the small pieces, everything starts to make sense. Excuse me. When I started to put the pieces of the puzzle to me becoming the business, I started to understand. I'm like, okay, so what am I good at? What are my skills? And before I started learning any of this information, my skills was very limited. My skills equals non-existent. At first, like a half a decade, let's say 5 years ago. And what this taught me is that, okay, just because my skills are lacking when I'm starting off, it doesn't mean that I can't gain them. What it does mean that I have to go about finding them. And we're going about discovering them, going about learning them. And so I did that. So I went on a journey. And then as I went on a journey, I started to understand that it takes work to become the business. It takes work to understand the business that you're building. It takes work to really put yourself out there consistently. And so the skill that I started developing, didn't know it was called marketing. I started with my phone. And my phone, I have an iPhone. So my phone became something that was my starting point. It was my starting point because I started with what I had. My phone is a form of marketing. If people don't know what I'm doing, if people don't know what you're doing, if people don't know anything about anything that you have going on, how do you know the business that you're in? And I started to record, started to edit, publish, and things of that nature. And then it was overwhelming to me because when I go to work, when I was working at the Marine Corps, when I go to my shop, people would say, "Hump, I see you online." Like, my last name is Humphrey. They say, "Hump, I see you online." Like, bro, like, what are you doing? Like, you're not supposed to be, not supposed, but like, what are you doing? And then like every day after work, it'd be like, you'll go home, make your videos. I'm like, yep, sure am. I absolutely am. And so it wasn't the fact that the marketing wasn't important. I didn't know it was called marketing. And so when I discovered that, I started to understand. I'm like, wait, how do they know what I'm doing? How do the people at my shop know anything that I'm doing? Of course, social media has the close connection behind anybody that's around you. They start to understand or see you more often. But it's the seeing that I wasn't prepared for. It was the seeing that people come to me and be like, "Hey man, I see what you're doing. Hey man, you messed up on that food last time because I started when I was cooking." And when I started to recognize, I was like, "Wait, hold on. This can be good. This can be something. I don't know what it can be, but it can become something." To understand that you are a business, you have to stick with the thing that you're not sure of. Me creating videos, me cooking, me trying to figure out the process, I was learning how to market. Okay. So I was learning how to market. So when I started with what I had, I was learning to market myself, learning to market myself. And so when I started to see that, I started to recognize, I'm like, hold on. I don't understand the importance of it right now, but eventually I will and everything will start to make sense. But for now, in the beginning, it did not make sense because I didn't know I was marketing myself. I didn't know I was putting myself out there. I didn't recognize I was developing a skill. When you develop and when you become the business, you are putting yourself out there. As you become the business, you are communicating to what you are doing, how you go about doing it, and why you're doing it. In business, if you're not the one marketing yourself, or putting yourself out there, or just starting what you have, how can anyone know what you're doing? And in fact, I thought about this. It just came to my mind. When I was in the service, I started a car washing business. I started a cutting hair business. I started a clothing business. I started these different things because I had a desire to, I wanted more. And I wanted more in a way where it would challenge myself. It would push me out there. And as it's putting me out there, I started to recognize, like, wait, hold on. I got all these business cards. And what do I do with these business cards? Well, I go out and market myself. That is a form of marketing because I'm the business. I was the business. And if I want to help people, I have to go about helping others. Hey, this is what I do. This is how I do it. This is how I can help you. So I'm literally giving out my business cards and people are literally calling me. They're literally saying, "Hey man, I want to get my car washed. I want my car washed. When are you free? When are you available?" And I got people coming to me. But it all started with my phone. It started with my phone because I learned how to record myself. I learned how to promote myself. I learned how to speak about the things that I was doing. And yet when I took it from my phone to the business card became the thing that I can hand off in person. And it started to position me differently. It started to open my mind up. You see, when I started half a decade ago, I had no skills, but I have desire. Desire is the most dangerous thing anyone can have, because if you have desire, you will be successful. If you have desire, you will succeed. If you have desire, you will start to see yourself differently. Why? Because when you learn who you want to become, you have to learn the skills that will get you to becoming that person. That person that you want to become is based off skills, experience, language, information. And when you start to see yourself differently, when you do things differently, you start to position yourself differently, because you are the business. And for you to be the business, you have to go out and put yourself out there as the business. So that was number one, which was to learn who you want to become. Number two, emphasizing a lot, underlining a lot of questions. The reason why asking a lot of questions is so important, because if you don't ask questions, how can you know something that you don't understand? And as I was growing up, I never had a problem with asking questions. I don't care if it was one question that I didn't understand. I always wanted to know why, the why behind something. I was in class, and we was in a guest speaker came in, and as they were speaking, as they was communicating, they said the secret to success is to always ask why. Understand the why behind everything, and you have a better understanding of everything that you're doing. So when I started to really, well, I was questioning everything a while, but when everything starts to make sense of why you should ask questions, why you should put yourself out there, why you should really find a way to gain the information to position yourself differently, I started to understand what the questions that I was asking, it was helping me understand the business that I'm becoming. The business that I'm becoming is that I'm becoming more confident to put myself out there. I didn't know it was going to be car washing or cutting hair or clothing or whatever the case is, but I had a desire. The reason why I say the most dangerous thing for someone to have is desire, because if you have a desire to succeed, you will be successful. In fact, the definition of desire is, I got to delete some space. Desire definition. Hello. Desire definition. The definition of desire is a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. To have a desire to wish for something to happen, you have to become differently. And when you become differently, you start to see yourself differently. And this is what's going to help you succeed in business. So when you ask a lot of questions, you have to be okay with gaining the information, gaining the knowledge, gaining the skills that will position you as a better business. But before you become a better business, you have to be okay with being a bad business. There is some point, having a bad business will eventually grow to a good business if you're understanding the growth that it takes, the time that it takes for you to grow. Yeah, if you continue to do and figure it out, eventually you will be a good business. You are the business, because you have to be the one to develop, learn, and evolve. And so when you start to do that, you do that by asking questions. Get around people who are more experienced than you. And I give you a prime example. There's a difference between a 1 year experience than a 20 year experience. So this right here, this person has 20 years. And this person, I'm gonna put me, I'm gonna put 5 years. 5 years. What's the difference? A 15-year difference. In other words, just because this person has 20 years of experience, By me having a less amount of experience, I can go and ask questions to gain a better understanding of the journey of becoming the business, which I do a lot of times. It could be 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. I'm going to communicate with people who are more experienced than me because I have a desire. I have, what is the definition of desire again? Hold on. Definition, a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. I have a desire for something to happen. I have a strong belief that something is going to happen. But in order for that belief to happen, I have to go out and find it. I have to go out and search it. I have to go out and discover it. When I discover who I want to become, I go to the people who are already doing what I would like to do. Because in business, if you're trying to figure out everything, how do you know what you're figuring out if you never figured it out? I remember going before we went to Texas. I remember going to this barbershop. I was like, man, I need a cape or something. I need something to tie the neck around so that way as I'm cutting hair, the hair can fall and it can fall like on the cape instead of people's clothes. So I go to a barber who's already barbering, who's already cutting hair, and I go to him and ask, hey man, like, do you know where I can buy this at? Like, I had no idea. Do you know where I can get this cape from so that way, like, the hair doesn't fall on people? He know what I was talking about because he was cutting hair. He literally had somebody in his chair as I was asking him a question. And so when he was like, hey, you know what? I can actually give you one. I can actually give you a cape. And he gave me one. And I was like, hey man, how much does it cost? He was like, man, you good. During that time, I was like, okay, I'm going to someone who's more experienced in this area that I'm trying to get into. Why? Because for one, direction. For two, information. For three, what's another word that ends with I-O-N? Communication. So for direction, information, and communication. Why? Because if someone is willing to put themselves out there because they have a desire to become different or to be someone different, you being the business have to be okay with going to look for the information. Because the information is not going to magically fall on your lap. In fact, you're going to have to go out searching for it with intention. When you understand that you are the business, you have intention behind your actions. Like, for instance, the intention behind this episode is to really explain the importance of you becoming the business. You are the business, and when you understand why you're the business, you have to put yourself out there more. Direction, information, and communication. Why? Because if you don't have direction, you might be going in the wrong direction. Whenever I get in the car, I just put the location in my GPS just so I can know what time I'm getting there. Just so if I get off of my path, the GPS would direct me in the right location that I need to go. And if I have the right information, if I have the right place, the right questions, the right path to follow, I will eventually gain the knowledge that will help position me differently. And then as I have the direction, information, I can communicate. I have the communication as well, because whenever I get stuck or go to a place where I don't understand, I have to be okay with asking questions. I have to be okay with communicating. This is what makes a difference, because when you understand you are a business, asking questions becomes second nature because you are the one that has to discover the questions that you are asking. So far we went over the first thing was to learn who you want to become. Let me just make sure. Learn who you want to become. I think that's it. Learn who you want to become. Come on. Okay. Learn who you want to become. Yep, that was it. The next one was to ask questions. Last one was to ask questions. God, not. There we go. Ask a lot of questions. And then the third one. So the first one was to learn who you want to become. Second one was ask a lot of questions. And then the third one is the most important because it's the last one. Third one is the most important because it's the last one. The third one is to take action. Take action. Hold on. Take action. Hold on. Okay, third one. Oh, you can't even see this. Third one is to take action. Okay, third one is to take action. And this one is the last one. It's even more important than the first two, which was learn who you want to become. The second was ask a lot of questions. Then the third one was to take action. Nothing happens if you don't take action on the business that you are developing. You are the business, because if you don't take action, nothing's going to happen. If you don't take action, nothing's going to come from there. If you do not take action, how do you know it will work? How do you know it will be beneficial? How do you know that the goal that you are looking to achieve, you will be able to accomplish it? You see, when you take action, you have to be okay with the action that you're taking. To be the business, you have to learn the business that you're in. I discovered that I'm in I'm in the business of media. And it took me a while to really just understand the language of what I was actually in. And then when I start to understand, I was like, oh, it makes sense now. It makes sense. The reason why it makes sense is because I've had so many epiphanies. Epiphanies is have a clear thought process, a clear way of thinking for something to make sense. And so when I had so many epiphanies, I'm like, wait, now it's making sense. Everything is making sense. It's not just the fact that I'm trying to grow. I'm in the process of growing a podcast business. Here's where learning who I want to become comes into factor. Here's where I'm learning more about the business that I'm in, because I'm the business. So I have to learn first. Is that it's not just about podcasting. Well, what is podcasting? Podcasting is a form of media. Well, what is media? Media is a form of advertising. Well, what is advertising? Advertising is a form of attention. What is attention? Attention is a form of marketing. A lot of companies, organizations, businesses do not know how to market themselves. And so when I started to understand, I was like, wait, hold on. I'm in a space where people struggle to market themselves. Why do they struggle to market themselves? Well, maybe they're not familiar with how to go about doing it. Or maybe they don't know the tools to use. Or maybe this is just me like guessing. Or maybe they just haven't learned how to. And so when I really start to understand, I was like, wait, I'm developing a skill. The skill that I have is really growing. It's really like becoming something different, because I didn't know it was a skill. I just thought I was picking up my phone to record something. And then when I record something, I post it. And then, you know, that'll be the end of the day. No. Media is so much important. Social media is being social to people across the internet. The fact that we can communicate via the social media is a game changer. It's mind blowing, because one thing that stops a lot of people from succeeding in business is they are not communicating their business. I think that research was from Gallup or someplace that talked about like a lot of reasons why 97% of businesses fail is because a lot of people don't know that they exist. I'm like, why don't they know? By me being a startup business owner, I understand why people don't know. Because there's a lot of things, a lot of pieces of the puzzle that goes together. And for me, I'm trying to put all the pieces together. I know I can't do it all by myself, but at some point I have to start with myself, go from point A, which is being a startup, to actually having customers, having revenue and things of that nature. But that comes in time. Excuse me. Nonetheless, when I start to understand that it's a process that you have to go through, that's why a lot of people are not of succeeding in business, because they don't understand that they are the business first. You are the business because it starts with you. The point that we're on right now is take action. Action consists of daily, consists of weekly, consists of monthly, consists of yearly, consists of when you don't feel like it. Consist of consist of when nothing is working. Input, etc. There are a list of things that you have to focus on daily, but just because there's a list doesn't mean you have to complete them all at once. And it took me so long to recognize that, because me being the business, I have to understand that everything has to be done, but it doesn't have to be done in one setting, in one place, in one event. What it does matter is that by you being the business, you take the time and effort to establish the business that you're in. Go learn, go understand, go ask questions, go be around the business that you want to have. Go and understand, like, there's a process that you have to go through. You have to go through the discovery phase of yourself, and then understand that as you are discovering yourself, you're selling yourself. Shout out to that book. I think that's the name of the title. You're selling yourself. You have to be okay with putting yourself out there, because as you are putting yourself out there, you are the business that you are becoming, because you are putting yourself out there. So just to recap on everything that we talked about. So you are the business. Never forget that you are the business. If it doesn't start with you, it's not going to start with you, because it has to start with you. You being the business, first you have to learn who you want to become, or learn the business that you want to become, by getting around people who's doing similar things such as you or would like to do. Hold on, my screen messing up. Okay, learn who you want to become, and then you learn that by educating yourself, going on social media, going on podcasts, and listen to the information that you like to be a part of. The next one is to ask questions. Do not be afraid to ask a lot of questions. There's a difference between someone who's been in business for 20 years versus someone who's been in business for half a decade or 5 years. The experience level is completely different because of the time that they've been doing it, because of the amount of effort that they develop within themselves, and because of the information that they have. And lastly, take action. You have to take action daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. When you don't feel like it, when nothing is working, etc., you have to take action, because the more action you take, the more of a business you become. So if you enjoyed this, let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on why you're the business and how you're going to start taking action for yourself today. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. And lastly, make sure you hit that follow button. If you haven't hit that follow button, we are about to get on a consistent pace where we're consistently putting out new pieces of content for entrepreneurs, leaders, and startups. Because one thing that stops a lot of people from another part, based on research, is the lack of consistency. My goal is to be consistent, more consistently, so that way I can help leaders, entrepreneurs, business owners go from point A, which is not understanding their business, to point B, to understanding their business. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And so the media business that I'm building is helping leaders gain more exposure through podcasting. If you struggle with gaining exposure through your podcast, or just in general for your business, shoot me a message, shoot me an email. We would love to help you gain more exposure for your business, so that way more people can learn about the product and service that you provide. So again, I appreciate y'all. Let me know your biggest takeaway in the comments on why you think you are the business. Let me know your biggest takeaway. I love to read and engage with it. But until next time, remember that you are always the business, and for your business to grow, click this link below so that way you can watch some next videos or next following videos on how to be a better leader.